بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حديث وليد يسري عن أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا ذهب ثلث الليل قام فقال هذا أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه explains that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when one third of the night had passed he had woken up and he said this hadith shows us that what a reality akhirat was in front of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم It wasn't as though it's something distant, how we think it. Still far away, a lot of things to happen, a lot of events to occur before the day, or before the time of Qiyamah, the final hour. So we are very relaxed about it. And this was the attitude and the expression that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave to Akhirat and to Qiyamah. So he woke up after one third of the night, فَقَالَ and he said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ O people, اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be aware, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ja'atir rajifa, that the first blowing of the trumpet has already come. Not as though it's so far, it is distant, it has already come. The first blowing of the trumpet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause every living thing to die, everything completely to die. And the next blowing of the trumpet, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, tadba'uha radifa, the first blowing has already occurred, then it will be followed by the second blowing, ja'al mawtu bima fihi, mawt and everything that it comprises has already come. Yeah, I explained that expression, that sometimes something is very close, we say it's already here, it has already come. Or somebody is going somewhere and he makes salam to his family, he says, Salaamu Alaikum, I'm gone. So that's an expression that he's already about to go. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is showing us that how close this is. And besides Qiyamah, in our understanding, or our relative understanding being far, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, or this is a saying, that Al-Mawtu Qiyamatul Mu'min. That when a person passes away, now his Qiyamah has already started. His Qiyamah has already started by him just passing away. That is his Qiyamah, and that is also very, very close. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam again repeated, Ja al-mawtu bima fihi, mawt has already come with whatever it comprises. Qultu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu is saying, that I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, inni uksiru salata alayka. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I make a lot of salawat upon you. I read a lot of durood sharif upon you. فَكَمْ أَجْعَلُ لَكَ مِنْ صَلَاتِ How much durood sharif should I read? So he's asking Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for a ma'mool, a practice, that how much should I do? فَقَالَ مَا شِئْتَ The answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was such as you want to do. So you're not So therefore the Buzurghanuddin also, when they prescribe zikr and azkar, etc., they look to see the level of that person, how much he can manage, how much tilawat of Quran he can read, how much zikr he can make, and accordingly they prescribe. So this answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a very beautiful answer. That ma shi'ta, how much you want to do. So he's not fixing anything to make it difficult and not make it difficult upon us, how much a person can manage. Qultu ar-rubu, then I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, quarter of my day, qala ma shi'ta, whatever you can manage. Fa'in zitta fahuwa khairul lak, and if you increase upon it, it will be better for you. Qultu fa'nishu, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what about half my day, I fix it to read Durood Sharif. Qala ma shi'ta, again Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't fix it for him. He said, whatever you can manage, ma shi'ta, whatever you want, fa'in zitta fahuwa khairul lak, and if you can increase, it will be better for you. So this also shows us that we should always continuously be trying to increase. If we are on one level today, then tomorrow we should try and increase and do a little bit better, the next day slightly better. Like that, as the years go in a person's life, he's improving all the time as far as the amount of Quran he's reading, as far as the amount of Nafil Salah he's reading, the amount of Durood Sharif he's reading, he's increasing all the time. And come the last day of his life, that should be the best day, as the highest amount of ibadat he's got in his life, because he's been increasing all the time. So then Nabi alayhi salam told him, فَإِنْ زِدَّ فَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّكِ If you increase upon that, it will be better for you. قُلْتُ فَالثُلُثَيْنِ Then I told him, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if I fix two-thirds of my day for sending salawat upon you? قَالَ مَا شِئْتَ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam again replied, whatever you want to send. فَإِنْ زِدَّ However, if you increase, فَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّكِ It will be better for you. قُلْتُ أَجْعَلُ لَكَ صَلَاتِي كُلَّهَا Then I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll fix my whole day for making salawat durood sharif upon you. Because durood sharif is such a thing, that a person can multitask and do it also. He can be in solitude and he can make this durood sharif. Or whilst he's driving also, he can make durood sharif. Whilst he's walking, he can read durood sharif. Whilst he's helping in the kitchen or doing some type of domestic cause, he can also read this durood sharif. So everything a person can recite this durood sharif. Then he said, "Qala ma shi'ta." Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam again replied to him when he said, 2/3, whatever you wish. Fa in zitta fa wa khairul lak, if you increase it will be better for you. Qultu aj'alu laka salati kullaha, I said, I will make the whole day zikr or durud sharif for you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Qala idha tukfa hammak wa yughfaru laka dhanbak. Rawahu Tirmidhi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, in that case what will happen is all your worries and all your grief will go away. Allah Pak will take away all your grief and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. From here we see the benefit of Durud Sharif. As explained in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sallallahu alayhi salatan, that person that sends one Durud Sharif to me, sallallahu alayhi ashara, in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets so happy that this person is making dua for his mahbub, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down 10 salawat, 10 special rahmats on this person that is reading that Durud Sharif. So this is a very, very, very effective thing. Somebody is in gham, in grief, in problems, in parishani. Should increase excessively Durud Sharif. Person is going for operation, going for some type of procedure, he wants to know what to read. This is a very effective thing to read. Somebody is waiting outside the theater for the person that is gone in, he wants to know what to read. Simple thing to read is Durud Sharif. Very easy and very effective. The second benefit, as we heard here, is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins through the barakat of reading Durud Sharif. Today's hadith, today we start a new chapter, Babu Istihbab Ziyarat al-Qubur, the chapter on the advisability or the encouragement of visiting the qabrs. The qabristans, lirrijali, for the men, وَمَا يَقُولُهُ الزَّائِرِ, and when a person that is going to the qabristan, what should he read now? When he's going there, what should he read? So the first hadith we do on Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ كُنْتُ نُهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ زِيَارَةِ الْقُبُورِ فَزُورُوهَا. Hazrat Buraydah radiallahu anhu, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I used to prevent you people from going to the qabristan. Now he says, فَزُورُوهَا, now go and visit them. Another riwayat, وَفِي رِوَيَةٍ فَمَنْ أَرَادَ أَيْ يَزُورَ الْقُبُورِ فَلْيَزُورِ, whoever desires and whoever wants to visit the qabristan, he should visit the qabristan. فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُنَا الْآخِرَةِ, because the qabristan is such a place, it reminds a person of akhirat. Even if a person is unmindful of akhirat, when he goes there and he sees so many of his friends that he knew, his parents, his uncles, his relatives, so many people he knew once upon a time, he sees all of them lying in his qabr, and this now reminds him of akhirat. So this is a good thing. Now why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam initially prevent people from going to Qabristan? Because this was the time, initially the initial days of Islam, it was still close to the time of Jahiliyat, where people were worshipping idols. So now because they were used to worshipping idols and worshipping and having some type of things for the ancestors, some types of thoughts and reverence for the ancestors, just to kill that practice off, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stopped them from going to the Qabristan. In other words, these people have passed on, they've gone already. Don't go there and show additional reverence to the dead person. So to prevent them from that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stopped them from going to the Qabristan. As time proceeded and the iman was solid and the yaqeen and the belief now had become firm, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, now you can go and visit the Qabristan. Because now that fear of that additional reverence for the dead people and for going back to idol worship and having the same jahiliyyah thoughts are no longer there. So because that risk is no longer there, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now encouraged that now you go and visit the Qabristan. So that is why initially it was prevented, and later on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, later part of his life, he encouraged people that go to the Qabristan and visit the people of the Qabristan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.